Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar, and today Masechet Shavuos, Daf Lamed Aleph, the fourth parak of Shavuos HaEdus.
This parak has been generously dedicated by the Shaiman family, Lezecher Nishmas Yisrael Isser Ben Zion Ben Yaakov Alva Shalom. May his neshama have an aliyah.
So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a braisa lists 13 activities which are prohibited in basin because they violate Midvar Shecher Tirchok. Distance yourself from falsehood, including using false methods to bring about correct rulings. For example, if a teacher tells a student, who knows he would never lie for money, that someone owes him money, but he has only one witness against him, the student cannot stand with a witness, even silently, to give the impression there are two witnesses, thereby causing the defendant to admit his debt. Also, if one is owed a mana, he may not say, "Etanenu b'masayim kidei shiyodli mamana." I'll claim 200 zuz from him, so he'll admit to owing me a mana, v'yischayv li shvua, and he'll become obligated to swear to me that he does not owe a second mana as a moda b'miksas, and I'll require him to swear about other claims through the principle of gilgul shvua. Also, we derive that if three people are owed money by one borrower, that one cannot act as the litigant and the other two as witnesses, so they can collect the money they are jointly owed and divide it between themselves. Point number two, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir said that one who swears mifi atzmo with his own mouth to deny owing testimony is liable even if he swore outside a basin. If others were mashbi'i him, mefi acherim, he's only liable if his denial wasn't based in. The Chachamim hold that regardless of who expressed the shvua, he's only chayav for a denial in based in. The liability for shvua ze'edus is only written in the case of mushba mefi acherim, about a denial in based in. Swearing mefi atzmo is derived from a shvua about a pikadon. Rabbi Meir holds du'mina u'mina, derive the law from it and derive the parameters from it. Just as with pikadon, mushma mefi atzmo chayev, if an oath is said by the shomer's own mouth, he's chayev, the same applies to a shvua of eidim. And just as with pikadon, the liability applies both inside and outside of beis din, the same applies to shvuas ha'edus when they themselves express the shvua. The Rabban hold Dumina Buki Basra, derive the law from it, but establish its parameters according to its own place. Since Shvuas HaEdus was only written about a Shvuah in Beis Din, the derived law of swearing Mifi Atzmo also only applies in Beis Din. And point number three, the next Mishnah teaches that Shvuas HaEdus only applies if the litigant first tells them, Bo v'hayiduni, come and testify for me, but not if they swear on their own. Shmuel adds that even if he was running after them and they swore, they would be exempt. If he was mashbia them five times outside of basin, and when they came to basin, they again denied knowing testimony, chayabin al kol achas v'achas, they're liable for each and every shvua. However, if he was mashbia them five times in basin, and they denied knowing testimony, they are only liable once. Rabbi Shimon explains, hoyel ve'enim yachoin lachzer lehodos, because they're not able to retract and admit to knowing testimony after having denied it in basin. Once they testify in basin that they have no knowledge of any testimony, we apply the principle of Kevin Shehigid Shuv Einu Chozer Magid. Once an aide related testimony, he cannot retract and relate contradictory testimony. Since he's no longer able to testify on the litigant's behalf, he's not chayav for denying it a second time. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a braisa lists 13 activities which are prohibited in basin because they violate Midvar Shecher Tirchak. Distance yourself from falsehood, including using false methods to bring about correct rulings. For example, if a teacher tells a student, who knows he would never lie for money, that someone owes him money, but he has only one witness against him, the student cannot stand with a witness, even silently, to give the impression there are two witnesses, thereby causing the defendant to admit his debt. Also, if one is owed a mana, he may not say, "Etanenu b'masayim kidei shiyodli mamana." I'll claim 200 zuz from him, so he'll admit to owing me a mana, v'yischayv li shvua, and he'll become obligated to swear to me that he does not owe a second mana as a moda b'miksas, and I'll require him to swear about other claims through the principle of gilgul shvua. Also, we derive that if three people are owed money by one borrower, that one cannot act as the litigant and the other two as witnesses, so they can collect the money they are jointly owed and divide it between themselves. Point number two, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir said that one who swears mifi atzmo with his own mouth to deny owing testimony is liable even if he swore outside a basin. If others were mashbi'i him, mefi acherim, he's only liable if his denial wasn't based in. The Chachamim hold that regardless of who expressed the shvua, he's only chayav for a denial in based in. The liability for shvua ze'edus is only written in the case of mushba mefi acherim, about a denial in based in. Swearing mefi atzmo is derived from a shvua about a pikadon. Rabbi Meir holds du mina umina, derive the law from it and derive the parameters from it. Just as with pikadon, mushma mefi atzmo chayev, if an oath is said by the shomer's own mouth, he's chayev, the same applies to a shvua of eidim. And just as with pikadon, the liability applies both inside and outside of Beis Din, the same applies to shvuas eidus when they themselves express the shvua. The Rabban hold Dumina Bukibasra derived the law from it, but established its parameters according to its own place. Since Shvuah Sa'edus was only written about a Shvuah in Beis Din, the derived law of swearing Mifi Atzmo also only applies in Beis Din. And pointing me through, the next Mishnah teaches that Shvuah Sa'edus only applies if the litigant first tells them, Bo v'hayiduni, come and testify for me, but not if they swear on their own. Shmuel adds that even if he was running after them and they swore, they would be exempt. If he was mashpia them five times outside of Beis Din, and when they came to Beis Din, they again denied knowing testimony, chayav min al kol achas v'achas, they're liable for each and every shvua. However, if he was mashpia them five times in Beis Din, and they denied knowing testimony, they are only liable once. Rabbi Shimon explains, hoyel ve'enim yechoin lachzer lehodos, because they're not able to retract and admit to knowing testimony after having denied it in Beis Din. Once they testify in Beis Din that they have no knowledge of any testimony, we apply the principle of Kevin Shehigid Shuv Einu Chozer Magid. Once an aide related testimony, he cannot retract and relate contradictory testimony. Since he's no longer able to testify on the litigant's behalf, he's not chayav for denying it a second time. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Aleph, and our standard Siman relates to the law, and we use a judge for the Siman, a judge. So here goes. The judge who was telling a student not to stand next to a witness to scare a Baal Chov was interrupted by the noise outside of a man swearing on his own that he doesn't know Eidus, who kept repeating himself, becoming chayav for each Shavuah when he repeated once more in Beis Din. Once again, slow motion. The judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, the law, judge. The judge who was telling the student not to stand next to a witness to scare a Baal Chov, which reminds us, a braisa lists 13 activities which are prohibited in Beis Din because they violate Midvar Shecher Tirchak, distance yourself from falsehood, including using false methods to bring about correct rulings. For example, if a teacher tells a student, who knows he would never lie for money, that someone owes him money but he only has one witness against him, the student cannot stand with the witness even silently to give the impression there are two witnesses, thereby causing the defendant to admit his debt. So the judge who was telling a student not to stand next to a witness to scare a Baal Chov was interrupted by the noise outside of a man swearing on his own that he doesn't know Eidus, which reminds us, Gemara brings a Machokas about Mushma Mifi Atzmo outside of Beis Din. So the judge who was telling a student not to stand next to a witness to scare a Baal Chov was interrupted by the noise outside of a man swearing on his own that he doesn't know Eidus, who kept repeating himself, becoming chayav for each Shavua when he repeated once more in Beis Din, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that Shavuos Eidus only applies if the litigant first tells them, come and testify for me, but not if they swear on their own. Shmuel adds that even if he was running after them and they swore, they would be exempt. If he was mashpia them five times outside of Beis Din, and when they came to Beis Din, they again denied knowing testimony, they are chayav for each and every Shavua. So once again, the judge who was telling a student not to stand next to a witness to scare a Baal Chov was interrupted by the noise outside of a man swearing on his own that he doesn't know Eidus, who kept repeating himself, becoming chayav for each Shavuah when he repeated it once more in Beis Din. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara.
Daf Chav Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. At the kazoo parade where kids blew their kazoos, when the band leader made a shvuah kaimas a mitzvah, but did not fulfill it, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nishba levatlos a mitzvah, if one swore to violate a mitzvah, and he did not, he's exempt from shvuah's bitui liabilities. If one swore a kaim to fulfill a mitzvah, and did not, it's a malchokas tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda ben Masera, if he's chayav. So at the kazoo parade where kids blew their kazoos, when the band leader made a shvuah kaimitz a mitzvah, but did not fulfill it, one man spotted a cake foot and made two back-to-back kazoo-blown oaths not to eat it. Shul ochal ugazoo, shul ocholena, which reminds the Gemara explains the difference between shvuah shul ochal and shvuah shul ocholena. Rava said, the one who swears shvuah shul ochal kikrazoo, an oath that I will not eat this loaf, is chayv as soon as he eats a kazayis, which is the standard eating shiur. But one who swears shvuah shul ocholena, a note that I will not eat it, is chayv only for eating the entire loaf. Therefore, if he first swore, I will not eat it, and then swore, I will not eat the loaf, the first only prohibits eating its entirety, and the second prohibits even a kazais, and is therefore effective. So, at the kazoo parade where kids blew their kazoos when the band leader made a shvuah, a kaimitzah mitzvah, but did not fulfill it, one man spotted a cake float and made two back-to-back kazoo blown oaths not to eat it. Shvuocha ugazu, shvuocha lena. Only to learn that if he gets a heta for the first shvuah, the second one still buzzes into effect, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why the Mishnah discussed one who made three successive shvuahs, when the same law can be taught with two shvuahs. It answers that the extra case teaches chiyuva hu deleika, there's no liability for the redundant shvuah, but the shvuah is there and not void, so that if he later finds a space to take effect, it takes effect. Rava taught the nafka mina is that if he requests a heter for the first shvuah, the second takes effect on him in its stead. Daf Chav Ches. So the simon Daf Chav Ches is a strong man, koach. So here goes. At the gym, the strong man, that must be on Dav Chav Ches, Koach. At the gym, the strong man got a heter from his rabbi for eating a high-carb loaf he had sworn off, since a kazai still remained, which reminds us, on the previous Dav, Rava said that if one swore not to eat a particular loaf, and he ate it, then if a kazais of it remains, he can request to annul the shvuah, but not if he ate the entire loaf. Two interpretations are given, the first one being, the case is one who swore shvuah that I will not eat this loaf. Although eating the first kazais already violates the shvuah, he can still annul the shvuah if a kazais remains, because since the request for a heter is effective for him for the final kazais, the request is also effective retroactively for him for the first kazais, although it no longer exists. So at the gym, the strong man got a heter from his rabbi for eating a high-carb loaf he had sworn off, since a kazai still remained, then swore not to eat one loaf if he ate another, which reminds us, Rava discusses one who swore at shvuah shalal chol kikar zu, imo chol zu, a note that I will not eat this loaf if I eat that loaf, whereby one is the iser, the potentially forbidden loaf, and the other is the tanai, the conditional loaf whose eating triggers the shvuah. The shvuah comes into effect when he eats one of the loaves. Therefore, if he forgot the shvuah at that time, the shvuah is void because the requirement of ha'adam b'shvuah is not fulfilled. Rava discusses four cases. So at the gym, the strong man got a heter from his rabbi for eating a high-carb loaf he had sworn off, since a kazai still remained, then swore not to eat one loaf if he ate another, while his health-conscious gym buddy grunted through a double shvuah, swearing off 9 donuts and then swearing not to eat 10, which reminds us, Avimi asks about one who swore not to eat 10 figs and then swore not to eat 9. If answered, he's only chayav once. Avimi said he was mistaken because the first shvuah still allows him to eat 9. Thus, the second shvuah prohibits something new and takes effect. Daf Chav Tes. So the simur Daf Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The man who made a shvuah that he saw a flying cot. Cot? That must be on Daf Chav Tes. The man who made a shvuah that he saw a flying cot, which reminds us, the next Mishnah gives examples of a shvuah shav. Nishba Lashanos as Yadula Adam. If one swore to contradict that which is known to people, who explains that it's known to at least 3 people. For example, he swore about a stone pillar that it's gold, that a man is a woman, or the reverse. Another example, Nishba al Davar Sheyef Sharlo. One who swore about something which is impossible, such as Imori Isi Gamo Shemporeach Ba'avir. If I didn't see a camel flying in the air. So the man who made a shvuah that he saw a flying cot, who wasn't believed when he said he meant he saw a bird, which he nicknamed as cot, which reminds us, Ravina asked Ravashi, why shvuah about seeing a camel flying in the air is impossible? Perhaps he saw a large bird, which he called camel, and swore truthfully according to this intent. The Gemara answers, Basu Pume Azlinan. We follow his word's straightforward meaning, Bo Azlinan Basu Daite, and we do not follow his private intent. So the man who made a shvuah that he saw a flying cot, who wasn't believed when he said he meant he saw a bird, which he nicknamed as cot, said amen when his friend was mashbih him not to sleep in on cots anymore, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Ko ona amen acho shvuah. Anyone who answers amen after a shvuah, kamos shvuah bepiv dame, is like expressing a shvuah with his own mouth, just like a sota merely answers amen to the shvuah of the kohen.
Daf Lamed. So the Simmer Daf Lamed is a Malamed, a Rebbe. So here goes.
During the Rebbe's, that must be more on Daf Lamed, Malamed. During the Rebbe's rowdy based in reenactment, when a boy called out, my sister saw it, and the other kid shouted, Possible, girls can't give Eidos, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Shavuos Eidos, the law of the oath of testimony, meaning witnesses who falsely swear they do not know Eidos necessary for a monetary case, no heges banashim bo banashim applies to men and not to women, nor to relatives, nor those who are otherwise disqualified aiding because of a transgression. The Eino no heges el beruin la'id, and it only applies to those who are qualified to testify. So during the Rebbe's rowdy Beis Din reenactment, when a boy called out, "My sister saw it," and the other kid shouted, "Puzzle, girls can't give edus," and another kid who got caught whispering to his friend claimed he was just trying to be done uchav schos, which reminds us of Braisa Darshan's from Betzedek Tishpot Amisecha, that the pasuk teaches, "Have done as chavercha uchav schos," judge your fellow favorably if you see him doing something questionable. Rav Yosef taught a Braisa darshaning it, "Am she'itcha b'torah b'mitzvahs," concerning one of your nation who is with you in Torah mitzvahs, "hishtadu l'duno yafe," ensure that you judge him well. Rashi explains that Talmud Chochem's case should be judged before his simpletons. So, during the Rebbe's rowdy Beis Din reenactment, when a boy called out, "My sister saw it," and the other kid shouted, "Puzzle, girls can't give edus," and another kid who got caught whispering to his friend claimed he was just trying to be Danul Chavschus, the boy judges let the boy playing the Tzumah Rabban litigant sit, and invited the kid playing his opponent, the Amaharetz, to do the same, which reminds us, Rabbi Rav Huna said that when a Tzumah Rabban, a young scholar and an unlearned person, are opponents in a court case, we seat the Tzumah Rabban and also invite the Amaharetz to sit. If he stands, there's no concern. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do you learn how to treat a Tzumah Rabban who's a litigant or an aide? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 2,
which daf do we machukz about Mushpa Mifiasmo outside of Beis Din? That's on daf Lamed Aleph.
Good. Number 3, which daf do we machukz whether one who takes a shua, a kaimas a mitzvah and does not, whether he's chayv? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 4, which daf do we have an explanation of the machukz between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel if a shua's bitui is also liable for the past? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number 5,
which daf do we learn about multiple chiyuvim for multiple shavuos of edim? That's on daf Lamed Aleph.
Good. Number 6, which daf to discuss one annulling a shavua after eating the forbidden loaf? That's on daf Chavches. Good. Number 7, which daf to learn the difference between shavua shavua ochal and shavua shavua cholena? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 8,
which daf brings 13 activities which are prohibited in Beis Din because they violate Bidvar Shecher Tircha, distance yourself from falsehood? That's on daf Lamed Aleph.
Good. Number 9, which daf do you learn about one who makes successive shvuas, and then if he gets a heter for the first shvua, the second one takes effect? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 10, which daf do we learn that anyone who answers Amen after a shvua, kamutz shvua b'piv dame, is like expressing a shvua with his own mouth? That's on daf Chav Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.